Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/ProRevenge. Now, in today's first story, as you can tell by the title, it does involve quite a lot of money. In it, an entitled couple of brothers try and get a lot of money out of their stepsister, but in reality, whilst they were already going to get quite a lot, they actually end up getting very little at all. Before we jump into the story though, guys, I'm going to try and set a cheeky little like target for this video. I haven't done one of them in a long time, so I'll start low. 10k. 10,000 likes. You know, I said low. 10k is high, but I reckon you lot can do it. 10,000 likes. Drop a like on this video. Anyway, let's get into the first post. Half brothers threatened to sue me over 16k. It cost them 158,000 and possibly their parents' marriage. When I, a 25-year-old female, was 3 years old, my grandparents passed away. They set up a savings account in my name. The account was meant to be accessed by me when I was 21. At that point, it contained just over 300,000. Oh my god. My grandparents left me a letter saying they would like me to share the money fairly with any other Smith Jones children, meaning my full siblings. Dad's a Smith, mum's a Jones. By fairly, they meant that they wanted me to assess the situation and judge for myself what was fair. I never had full siblings, but I have two half-brothers, Mac and Joe Smith, we'll call them, who are dad and stepmum's kids. Due to the specific wording my grandparents used, I legally never had to give Mac or Joe any money. However, I see Mac and Joe as my brothers, and as the money came from our grandparents, I felt that the fairest thing would be to assign each of us 100,000, so we all got an equal-sized lump sum. And I figured that when Mac, the youngest, turned 21 and took his 100,000, we could split any remaining money. When I turned 21, Dad suggested I buy a house with my share, my $100,000. I found a place I loved, but it was 130k, and I couldn't get a mortgage. So Dad said I should borrow 30,000 from the accounts. I did, figuring I could pay it back before my brothers turned 21, and I have been repaying it. The account should be at $208,000 right now, but due to me withdrawing and then repaying that money, it's at $195,000. So I still owe $13,000. Joe turned 21 recently, and as I was giving him his 100,000, Joe noticed that there was less in the account than there should be. I explained and said I was going to put it all back before Mac, who is now 19, turns 21 years of age. Joe told Mac, and both boys said I stole from them and owed them the full $13,000 back plus $3,000 of interest that they felt they would have gotten, and they wanted it all paid by this summer, which gave me less than 6 months to bring the account up to 211,000. I said I'd do it, but over 2 years as planned. The boys then wrote up a contract to that effect. I went to sign it until I saw that it said 6 months to pay it all back. I wouldn't sign, as we'd agreed on 2 years. They said I should figure it out, as they were entitled to that money and would be seeking legal advice. Later that day, I got an email, clearly written by them, saying that they intend to sue me for the $16,000 plus whatever is currently in the account, and additional damages and emotional distress on top of that. At this point in time, I'd given Joe about 50k of his $100,000 because he wanted it in installments. I responded that legally, they were actually never entitled to any of it, and given their attitudes, I'd say they've already received an amount I deem fair. So that 50k was all they were gonna get. I then got a barrage of texts, calls, and emails yelling at me for going back on our deal. I just blocked them. They then took to social media, saying that I was trying to screw them out of their inheritance and rallying our extended family into harassing me over this. And it mostly worked, as a lot of people messaged me. However, I got a message from this guy called Chris Smith. Now, Chris said he was 27 and claimed to be my half-brother. Now, I had never met him before, but he sent me photos of him as a kid with our dad, grandparents, and me. He showed me that he also had an account with $150,000 in it, and a scan of a letter from our grandparents saying this money was meant to be shared fairly among dad's illegitimate children. Chris also told me we have another half-sibling who is 18. He'd been looking for me for a while, but only found me when Dad shared Joe's post, which had me tagged. We checked with a solicitor to make sure, and as the boys are legitimate, they aren't entitled to anything in Chris's illegitimate kid fund. And as they are my half-siblings, they aren't entitled to anything in my Smith-Jones kids fund either. So I sent the boys a letter formally telling them to back off, stop posting about me online, and enjoy the 50k, because that is all they're getting. The day they received the letter, Chris got a personal message from Dad, asking if the boys can have some of Chris's fund. Chris also said no and told Dad we'd met. I told Mac and Joe about Chris and our other half-sibling with Chris's permission. So, it looks like my grandparents, knowing about Chris before they passed, actually set up two funds. One for the kids Dad had with my mother, who was still his wife when they passed, and one for children born out of Dad's affairs, presumably to make sure no one tried to screw anyone else over out of hurt feelings. I'm getting a lot of backlash, but I'm holding firm on my decision. The boys have realised that I won't back down on this, and it sounds like I've caused a schism at their house, as Joe has all the money and no intention of actually sharing, so Mac is now feeling twice as screwed. Plus, my stepmom apparently did not know about the other half-siblings, or that my half-sister was born after she and Dad got married, and she's actually made Dad move into a hotel. Now, it sounds like Dad is looking for a long-term living arrangement outside of the family home, because it actually looks like she is not letting him move back in. Dad is begging me to reconsider, but honestly, I'm done with all of them except Chris and my sister. Well, OP, first of all, I want to say, lucky you for having such wealthy grandparents. I mean, Jesus, $300,000 in a fund just for you. Wow. Must be nice. But on the other hand, it is always funny when people like try and get quite greedy over money when they already have quite a lot and they're like, no, I want more. And in the end, they end up getting realistically very little compared to the actual size of the entire pot. It was kind of deserved though. I mean, Chris was a great introduction, wasn't he? Just to stir the pot even further. And, you know, make things even more confusing. But yeah, I guess overall, the brothers wanted more than they were actually entitled to, ironically. And yeah, it ended up coming back in their face and mugging them off. That is karma, and good karma at that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now moving on to our second post, The Christmas Ornaments Robin Hood. An interesting title. Let's see what this story's got in store. This story takes place in 2020, unfortunately. It's the day after my two younger sisters and I flew out to Pennsylvania to see my dad, who lives there after getting divorced by my mum for 15 years of not being a good husband or dad. He actually lives with his mum, cranky grandma, and her devil cat, as well as my amazing aunt and her angel kitten. Dad gets home from work. "Where's Emmy?" he asks my cranky grandma. Emmy is OP. "Oh, she's in the basement," cranky grandma says, probably throwing in a snide comment or two about the newly dyed purple hair adorning my head or the leather fingerless gloves that have joined my black wardrobe, looking for some Christmas ornaments. Dad goes down the basement stairs and finds me rummaging through cardboard boxes. "What are you looking for?" he says. "Hi, Dad," I say. "Well, I noticed that you decorated for Christmas, but you're missing a few things. Where are the mooses?" Now, the mooses are a pair of stuffed mooses that have been put up every Christmas since I can remember. They're brown, about 2 feet tall, and soft as a marshmallow. There's Mama Moose, who was named Merry, holding Baby Moose, who was named Christmas, and is in a red velvet sack reading Merry Christmas on it in gold embroidery. The mooses always go on the couch to watch over the living room and all the decorations and presents in it while we are asleep. The problem with the mooses is that when my mum divorced Dad, she was so scared of him that she let him have almost everything. This included the mooses and quite a few more of her treasured ornaments. And since I've always been the one to set the mooses on the couch, that first Christmas with a divorced Dad just didn't feel right without them. Dad helps me look for the mooses for a while. Sorry, sweetie, they must have gotten lost in the move, he says. I smile and don't tell him that I hate being called sweetie. It's okay, I say, and pull out a cardboard box. Hey, look, it's your What God Wants for Christmas box. I love that tradition. We go and set up What God Wants for Christmas in the living room. I say, I think I'm going to go take a nap. Dad says, okay. I go upstairs and into my room and shut the door. I walk over to the window seat / storage chest under the window. I open it. Hello, mooses, I say. The mooses lay on top of my stuffed animal collection, looking dusty. Several other ornaments I recognize as mum's are keeping them company. I grin and shut the chest. It is the day now that we fly back to my home state. I have the mooses packed away in my suitcase and the other ornaments tucked beside them, wrapped in my fluffiest, but still black, hoodie to protect them. I roll my suitcase out into the hallway. Dad is weighing my younger sister's bag to make sure it's under 50 pounds. Okay, now I need to check it to make sure you're not stealing any of my stuff, he tells her. My mind says, oh no. Sorry, I simply have to interject here. Why is your own dad checking your suitcases to check if you're stealing his stuff? Like, what sort of trust issues has this man got in his own children? First of all, that is mad. My brain gives me uncomfortable memories of how Dad raged when he thought one of us had stolen his coffee mug. What is wrong with this bloke? My voice says, privacy invaded in 3, 2, in a joking tone. Dad and my younger sister laugh. Dad does not check anyone's suitcase. Thank God that you said that. We're now at the airport. My younger sister's suitcase is somehow 3 pounds over the weight limit. My dad says, Emmy, grab one of the suitcases that already went through and open it up. We'll put some of your younger sister's stuff in there. He actually gestures to my suitcase. My mind makes an ear-splitting screeching noise that sounds like someone slammed their brakes to avoid hitting a pterodactyl and hit the pterodactyl anyway. What a noise that has put in my mind. Sorry, can we just... this is a bit weird. Can we just quickly insert a pterodactyl sound right now? Because you know what? I want to know exactly what it sounds like. Anyway, my brain imagines Dad opening the suitcase and going into a rage at the sight of the mooses I took. My voice says though, sure Dad, but my hands grab my sister's suitcase instead of mine and pass it over. Dad opens it. Her suitcase contains no smuggled goods. We transfer the stuff and the very nice airport lady sends all the bags down the conveyor belt. Dad asks me why I wave to mine. I shrug, I'm just being weird, I say. Good luck, mooses, my mind says. Now we are back home. My family, my older sister, who didn't go with us, mum, my other grandma, who we call Magga, a strange nickname, fair enough, and my bopper, or grandpa, are all sitting in the living room catching up. Sorry, I just want to say, Magga, I assume you've called your grandma that for longer than Donald Trump has been around, you know, the political sphere in America, because if not, a very strange nickname indeed. I say, I'm disappointed you took the tree down already. My older sister laughs. Well, it's past New Year's. I know, but I brought some stuff to put on it. I open my suitcase. I show around the ornaments I smuggled back. 3 tiny stuffed snowmen, a cat catnip stuffed cat ornament, a white clay angel, a wooden rocking horse, a wooden mouse king, a clay snowman, my older sister's stuffed dog. When I unveil the rocking horse, Magga gasps. I bought that for your mother when she was little, she exclaims. How did your dad get it? That's not everything, I say. I unzip the flap, hiding the mooses from view. I pull out the mooses. My older sister and bopper actually clap. How did you get those back here right under dad's nose? My sister asks. My grandma Magga laughs so hard she has tears in her eyes. The tears in my mum's eyes, though, are not from laughter. Slowly, she reaches out and takes the mooses, hugging them to her chest. Over their antlers, she mouths, thank you. And then she gets up and she sets the mooses down on the couch, right where they belong. Well, what a bloody lovely story that was. You see, my channel's not all about negativity and entitled people being toxic and rude. We have some nice stories on my channel as well, I promise. Maybe 1 in 10, but there are still some nice ones like this one. You know, this is why, you know, I sometimes select stories like this. it's a nice change up from the norm of, you know, negativity. Well, not negativity, but, you know, making fun of people. I want to chuck in sometimes on my channel. I probably should do it more wholesome stories like this, where, you know, it's just a really nice story with an amazing ending. And the actual event, the thing that OP has done, is just so, like, positive and so nice and so thoughtful. Yes, it's obviously taking stuff away from your dad, but your dad didn't want those things, really, those ornaments. And honestly, they weren't even his. Like, he had no feelings towards them. Unlike your mom and her house, where they're so instrumental and were so key for, you know, so many Christmases previously in your lives, I assume. And yeah, I think her reaction there at the end when she sees them amongst all the other ornaments that you've taken back from your dad is crazy, because obviously that was probably a pretty terrifying time of her life when she was divorcing your dad. I mean, if she was literally too scared to even ask for her stuff, that just shows how scary that event must have been. So yeah, imagine the wave of emotion that you would get seeing the stuff that you thought was gone forever from a monster who you really didn't like at all and probably were absolutely petrified of, and then having those things back in your life. Amazing story. OP, you're a legend. And yeah, drop a like on this video if you want to see more stories like that, because I thoroughly enjoyed that one. If you guys did as well, comment down below, I love grapes. Yeah, that is my way of knowing. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. If you love grapes as much as me, then let me know down below, because I want to know, do you eat fruit? And if you do, is it grapes in particular? Because if it is, then I will bring you more content like this, especially that last story. I really enjoyed it. If you do want another video that's similar to this one in terms of it has a wholesome story, but under the guise, I guess, of r/ProRevenge, then I'll whack that on screen right now if you want to go and watch that immediately. I will love you forever. If you are new around here and you want to get notified of all my videos when they go live, hit this button to subscribe and hit the bell as well so you get a notification every time I post a video. And yeah, with that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new video on my channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.